Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Dwight Hamm, who is a business owner, as well as an associate professor of business and the business department chair at the Masters University here in Santa Clarita, California, and he's also a doctorate as well. Dwight, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focused on our core purpose of simply helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about, you know, your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Dwight, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, thank you, Paul. It's certainly a pleasure to be with you this afternoon and to talk business. I've been in business for about 50 years and thoroughly have enjoyed it. And very late in my career, and while still being involved with business, I decided to teach business at the Masters University, where I am currently the chair, and went back and actually earned my doctorate very, very late in life, which really tells me that doesn't matter your age, we're always available to sharpen the saw, to make our skills and our abilities right up to date with what's happening. And certainly I think in the business world, with all the technology and the changes that are happening, staying up to date is very, very important. So to your question about organizations, I think the key for any organization is to really have a very, very clear mission. Mm-hmm. I think mission is so important to guide and direct the organization and to really know who the customer is, you know, the who of why we're doing what we're doing. It is so easy to get off mission because we get so excited about plans, we get excited about certain opportunities, and we want to go out there and grab whatever we can to make the business grow and to mature. And sometimes we lose sight of really what our core competency is and who we really are as an organization, what we offer, how we're different in the marketplace from our competitors, how we can really make a difference. And I think having a clear mission, mm-hmm. not just something you write on a piece of paper and shove it in the drawer, but something that really has a statement about the organization. I think another thing that's closely aligned with mission is also the culture of the business. What is the culture of your company? Because if your culture is right, as Paul Drucker said, you know, culture eats strategy for lunch every day. Mm-hmm. Culture is so critical to carrying out what is the mission of the organization. That means getting the right people in the company. It means to be like-mindedness in what you're going to do. It means having the right background and core abilities of the organization that is right there. So I think these things are very, very critical. And sometimes they're overlooked because it's so easy to overlook. But culture is who we are. Culture is what we're about. Culture is how we take care of our stakeholders, how we take care of our employees, how we take care of our customers. Culture speaks to how we do things, mm-hmm. how we move and work within the organization. And so aligned with culture's mission, saying who we are and making that statement very clear, and having a product that is well received in the marketplace. And I think these things are very essential. And we live in a environment here in our economy where we have a free capitalist system close to it. And I think we can really nurture and grow and develop and create opportunity for our people and for the marketplace by who we are and making that strong statement. So, Paul, that is the way I look at how we can actually take it up a notch in organizations.
Well, I really appreciate that point around mission and culture. And, you know, really clear. I often think of it as being like the mission is almost like our vertical and the culture or the values are really the horizontal, how we work together. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free to our subscribers. Dwight, until I see you next, could I offer you a rather dreadful virtual high five?
Sure, absolutely. Yay.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank
I shall see you
yeah.
very, very soon. And thanks for all you do at Masters, which you know is very close to my heart.
Yeah, thank you, Paul, and it's great to have you a part of Masters as well.
Thank you again, Dwight. See you soon.
Bye. Bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.